This is the 5-Minute Focus for August 8th, 2022. And this is going to be fun.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is an opportunity to use that share button on your podcast app to let people know that we try to put God at the center and conservative politics at the edges. It's also a glimpse ahead is what we're going to talk about. It is going to be fun. Senator? No. President? Not yet. Governor Ron DeSantis gets it.
Today, we are suspending State Attorney Andrew Warren, effective immediately.
The so-called state attorney in Florida is one of the Soros types. He has refused to prosecute the laws as passed by the state legislature regarding abortion. He's refused to do that. He's just said, I'm above the law, statewide elected official. And Ron DeSantis isn't having it. This is absolutely beautiful. This is putting a cost on this stuff. There's something else about this AG.
I think these doctors need to get sued for what's happening. I'm sorry.
Ron DeSantis, they're talking about injecting kids with wrong sex hormones and carving their bodies up. That so-called state AG also refuses to enforce the ban against that. And so Ron DeSantis has suspended him. And of course, the mockingbirds are all over this. And by the way, that fake AG, he used the Bible to justify charging a pastor for holding church services during the so-called pandemic. Yeah, hour one, we're going to talk about that and then talk about applying the same theory to people like the White House spokesliner.
When the Supreme Court made this extreme decision to take away a constitutional right, it was an unconstitutional action by them.
It was an unconstitutional action for a court to undo a thing another court invented. Got it, spokesliner. How can we apply some of this to people like her? Because if we don't, well, then we'll get these supplicants in the so-called public health world ruling us.
And we are trying to achieve vaccine equity that way, so everyone has a chance to get vaccine.
Right, because of course we can't stop, we can't ask same-sex attracted men to stop having orgies for a couple of weeks to stop the monkeypox. Now it's going to spread to the general population through men who also have sex with women. And the future that sits there, if we don't have more people like Ron DeSantis, sounds a lot like what's happening to the Dutch people.
The digital identity is not just a passport that you will have on your iPhone in a digital form. It entails just about everything the government would like to know about you. And yesterday in the Dutch media, we saw a perfect example of what it could entail in the near future. We had the CEO of one of the largest Dutch banks say, why don't we start with a personal carbon credit?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to that. That CEO of that mobbed up bank has thought this through. Hour two, you know, the old cliche, it's not the crime, it's the cover up. Julie Kelly on Tucker Carlson.
What was interesting in the BuzzFeed article, aside from how they put the kidnapping plot together, was a protest at the Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan, in April of 2020, which eerily mirrors what happened on January 6th.
So was that a test run? Was that a test run to see how you use agitators to pull something like that off? We'll talk about that because it's not the crime. It's the cover up. Ted Cruz, who made the mistake of calling it an insurrection and calling these people terrorists, I think he's trying to make up for that still. He talked to Chris Wray, the disgraced FBI head.
Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded after that disastrous case and the misconduct that led to every defendant being acquitted or having a mistrial on every charge?
Senator, I can't comment on any personnel matter. I can tell you that that case, as I understand it, is now pending a retrial, as I understand.
Yeah, you wouldn't be commenting on personnel cases. You'd be quoting a number, Chris. But he was pretty busy, guys. Let's give him that grace.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here. And I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30. So that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Yeah, he does have his own plane. And I hope his pilot's more careful than Paul Pelosi.
When they asked for his ID, the 82-year-old handed over his license, along with an $11.99 Foundation membership card. That's a charitable organization that supports police and their families.
Now, why would he hand that over? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. January 6th looks a lot like Detroit. Test run? That's the 5-minute focus. Please do hit that share button on the podcast app. Let people know we do deliver news this way. And as always, let's make sure that we make our own efforts as we criticize politicians and bosses to remember the great big huge log sticking out of our own eye. God be with you all.